What the hell was that? Nakamura yelped. We're going down, he realized. Rosenberg's voice screamed in his headphone, high-pitched, scared. What the fuck's happening up there? We're dead, Harry replied silently. We're all dead. The plane was jolting and rattling so hard Harry thought it would fall apart any second. Then Taki pointed a shaking finger at the radar screen.
They've launched the other missile!
Christopher's mind went strangely calm. One engine out, losing altitude. Altimeter spinning down like it's on steroids. Glancing out her left window, she saw that the fire was out. At least there weren't any flames streaming from beneath the wing. She saw ugly gashes in the wing's surface where pieces of the exploded engine had ripped through. A long slick of fuel from a ruptured tank glistened across the shredded wing's top. At least it wasn't on fire. Close off that tank, she said to Kaufman. Shift to the tanks that haven't been punctured. Automatically, she powered down a little, her right hand easing back slightly on the master throttle. Plane flies okay on three engines, she told herself. We can fly fine on three. Then a sour voice in her head asked, so why'd they put the fourth engine on her? Automatically, she swiftly scanned the control panel. Pressurization's holding okay, she saw. No shrapnels penetrated the fuselage. Not the pressurized sections, anyway. Level off, she told herself. Get her level. The plane was still shaking, rattling, but not so badly as before, responding to the controls now. She shot a quick look at Kaufman. He had both his hands locked on its control yoke, knuckles white, face whiter. The 747 was leveling out, the altimeter still winding down, but slower now. Shit, Christopher said to herself. We've only lost a couple of thousand feet's altitude. Leveling out, Kaufman said, his voice shaky.
Yeah.
Colonel, they've launched the other missile, Hartunian called. Christopher bit back the reply that leaped into her mind. Listen, buddy, we've got enough to do just staying in the air now. Never mind your goddamn missiles. Instead, she looked out the windshield and saw the bright plume streaking upward from the distant horizon. Point us at it, Hartunian urged. We've been hit, she said, as calmly as she could manage. As if he hadn't heard her, Hartunian demanded, Get the nose up and point her toward that plume, now! We've got less than a minute! She looked at Kaufman.
Let's do what the man says, Obi. Get the nose up.
If we can. Grimly, Christopher tugged on her control yoke. The lumbering 747 responded, slowly, grudgingly. But her nose went up slightly.
We're bouncing in and out of acquisition, Nakamura shouted.
Harry felt the plane shaking, shuddering, and wondered how long she would hold together. The screens on his consoles were jittering in front of his eyes.
Get him, Taki, he said, growled actually. You've got 30 seconds, maybe less.
Acquiring, Nakamura said, her voice edging higher. If they could just hold the plane steady.
Harry saw the yellow line of the missile's trajectory rising toward the top of his screen. In another few seconds, the bird would be so high they couldn't get the coil to point at it.
Locked on!
Fire the bastard, Harry urged silently. He heard the rumble from deep in the 747's innards. The coil was running.
Missed! Nakamura snapped. Before Harry could say anything, she muttered, Firing again! Multiple pulses!
The line on Harry's screen reached the top of the display, then winked out.
Did we get him?
Nakamura.